Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
A new obesity drug, Wegovy, is on sale in Ireland from today. The HSE's National Clinical Lead for Obesity says work must now be done to ensure the drug is available at an affordable price for patients. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more and is with me. What's known about Wegovy, Barry?
Well, it has been labelled an obesity wonder drug, Cormac. It comes from the Danish manufacturer Novo Nordisk, which employs over 500 people in Athlone. Wegovy, it's identical to Ozempic, but the latter is licensed in Ireland only to treat type 2 diabetes, and it's available to purchase in Irish pharmacies, as you say, from today on private prescription, but not yet available for medical card holders. And its consumer price is cheaper than competitor Mounjaro, which is known as the King Kong of obesity drugs. Now, the world's richest man, Elon Musk, he's previously stated he uses the Wegovy and that he's a big fan. And what to expect from it? Well, it's a pre-filled pen-like tool, and patients, they can use it at home to inject themselves in the stomach, leg or arm. And it works by suppressing people's appetites and making them feel full, as Sheena Mitchell, community pharmacist at Milltown Global Health Pharmacy and host of the Wondercare podcast, has been telling me.
Wegovy is a brand name of semaglutide, which is the active ingredient of the medication that's also in Ozempic, which people may be aware of. So Ozempic is used primarily for the treatment of diabetes. That's what is on the product license. Whereas Wegovy represents a licensed product which is indicated for weight loss. So while they both contain the same ingredient and work in the same way, one is prioritized and licensed for diabetes treatment, and the Wegovy is prioritized and licensed for weight loss.
How do people take it? It's an injection once weekly, is it?
Exactly, yeah. So it's a weekly injection, and the way it works is they increase your insulin production, which helps to suppress appetite and slow down the movement of food from your stomach so you feel fuller for longer.
What about cost and price now for people who may want to take this?
So we know that the group of GLP-1 medications aren't actually reimbursed by the state for the use in weight loss at all. The only exception for that is a brand called Saxenda, which is only available to people with a BMI over 35 once they go and discuss it with their GP. These medications are only available privately. And the price normally of, say, an Ozempic pen, which would be used off license for weight loss, is around €150, whereas with Wegovy, it's coming in more expensive and looking more like €200 to €210. So, you know, it's not ideal that people who are looking for the treatment of a chronic complex disease, such as obesity, have to pay more than people who have diabetes. It is clear that the government needs to make a clear strategy around the treatment and reimbursement of these medications for the treatment of obesity.
How effective is Wegovy?
Wegovy would have the same efficacy as any of the other kind of GLP-1s, as opposed to Mounjaro. So you're looking at about kind of 10 to 15% weight loss. Whereas with Mounjaro, it works on two different processes in the body. It's also a GIP as well as a GLP-1. So that would have a slightly more effective profile, but it does come at an even higher cost.
That's pharmacist Sheena Mitchell there. What about those who work to treat obesity in patients, Barry? What have they been telling you?
Well, the European Medicines Agency has advised Wegovy can be used together with diet and physical activity to help people lose weight. And it gave approval to the drug in 2022. And the drug's manufacturer has applied for HSE reimbursement here to allow the drug be available to public patients on medical cards. And that process, that needs to happen quickly, according to Professor Donal O'Shea, the HSE's National Clinical Lead for Obesity.
Well, it means that we've added another arm, if you like, to our ability to address obesity as a disease. So Wegovy has been available in the US and in the UK now for over a year. And it's important that we have these, if you like, tools available to us when we're managing a disease, in addition to the diet and lifestyle measures that are important, in addition to improved sleep, all these things that we know help manage weight successfully. But drug treatment is a part of that. So this is a very positive step forward.
From the perspective of the obesity programme in the HSC, what needs to happen now to make Wegovy more accessible and more affordable for patients?
And that's the big challenge for the HSE and for people living with obesity, and indeed for our Department of Finance. It is to make these drugs not just available to those who can afford them, but to those who will benefit most from them, regardless of their income status. And we know that in general, people living with severe and complex obesity may not be as well off as others. And these drugs are simply unaffordable because for those people, because this is a lifelong condition and these treatments are therefore lifelong. So we have to work with the HSE. We have to talk to the pharma companies about how we can, improve affordability. Ultimately, over time, drugs come off patent, generics enter kind of marketplace, prices come tumbling down, but that's over a number of years away. And we want to make sure that we get improved and improving access for people living with obesity, you know, sooner than that.
So how long do you think we could be away from having Wegovy available to medical card holders?
Well, the once daily equivalent called Saxenda is available to people with medical cards and under the drug payment scheme who have a particular degree of obesity and already some of the complications. And Ireland is quite progressive and having it available through its public health system in that way. We need to build on that kind of commitment within the HSE to work towards earlier availability of Wegovy than waiting for it to come off patent in 5 to 7 years' time.
Would there be any concern about side effects to Wegovy?
With any drug that is effective, there will be side effects. And I was on call over the weekend and we had three people admitted with side effects from this family of drug. It's mainly gastrointestinal with nausea, vomiting. So it's so important that these drugs are prescribed by doctors who know you, who you trust and who trust you, that if you do develop side effects, you will go to the emergency department or you will go back to your GP. You won't just sit it out and think, oh, these medications to help you lose weight are meant to make you feel sick. They're not.
That's Professor Donal O'Shea, the HSE's National Clinical Lead for Obesity. So, Barry, how are patients reacting to the availability of Wegovy from today then?
Well, Susie Burney is the Executive Director of the Irish Coalition for People Living with Obesity. Here's what she thinks.
I think it's exciting news now that we have more treatments available and the news of the Wegovy is now available from today. However, I do hope we're mindful of how these treatments work for people, that they do only work for a percentage of society, which is around about 30%. But for that 30% who need treatment, you know, that is a new option for them. And I think that's just fantastic for the management and treatment of a disease.
But you would caution that everyone will react differently to these types of medicines.
Not everybody will react to this medication. It is only suitable for a certain amount of people. But for those who it does, it works fantastically when regulating the appetite and control that comes from the brain. And I think that having that option for people who need that, I hope there's more understanding on how these medications work, because I think there's a lot of confusion that you just take the injection and you'll lose weight. And that's not what it's about. It's a treatment for the chronic disease of obesity.
People still have to work with it, don't they?
You still, of course, with any treatment plan, you have to work with it too. That's always part of it. You of course have to look at what you eat and how you move. But for some people, that just isn't enough, you know, and they need further treatment to go alongside that. But of course, you've got to look at what you're doing.
What of the affordability of these types of drugs, these types of medicines? Is that still an issue?
Right now, we know that there's a lot of people who cannot afford these medications. But with this news of a new medication that's available, that can only in time start to bring those prices down. And so that's another reason why this is an exciting time, that there is more choice there and that is going to bring the prices down in time. The accessibility for treatment is so important. People deserve treatment. We need to see this get reimbursed.
And that was Susie Burney of the Irish Coalition for People Living with Obesity, ending Barry Lenehan's report 51551.